Hey, Stoners. Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. I am your host, Brent Elrod, coming to you from the cozy confines here at the patio, the No Shoes Bar and Grill, deep in the heart of the Republic of Texas. It is great to be back with you. As you can tell, I'm not completely over whatever this crud is I've had, but I couldn't stay away any longer. I had to get back in the saddle and get another episode coming for you. So, I would like to wish you all a very happy, blessed, and prosperous new year. I look forward to us spending a lot of time together in 2022 and hope nothing but better than what we had in 2021. But let's move on with the show. I have a great show for you today. I'm actually beginning a Plasencia cigar series. I had an opportunity while I was down to spend some time with my good friend Tom from Plasencia Cigars, and he gave me a lot of great information as we sat down and had a smoke and drink, and he gave me kind of a mind dump of everything Plasencia. And so I'm going to bring you a series here over the next few weeks that will highlight those cigars. And today I have the Plasencia Alma del Fuego, and I am pairing that with Glenmorangie, the original 10-year. I think it's going to be a great pairing, so let's pop the cork, cut the stick, and get to toasting. Now, the Alma del Fuego, that stands for Soul of Fire. This particular stick is a Robusto 5x50 on the ring gauge. The binder and filler are Nicaraguan Jalape and Ometepe, and the wrapper is a Nicaraguan sun-grown Jalapa. Visually, it is a very ruggedly built stick. It's beautiful, kind of a medium coffee brown, minimal veining, almost invisible seams, a slight sheen to it, a triple cap. And unlike most cigars that I have had on this show, this one actually has a closed foot, which is something rather odd. So, now on the nose, I don't get a lot of different aromas. Primarily just wood. Maybe something along the line of a Stables aroma. And that's pretty much it. So let's go ahead and give it a cut. See what the cold draw is like. Now, the cold draw is equally simple. It's slightly sweet. And there are hints of cinnamon and toast, and that's pretty much it. They're keeping it simple with the Alma del Fuego. Now, Glenmorangie is a Highland Scotch founded in 1843 by William and Anna Matheson at the Tarlogie Springs. Their 16-foot copper stills are claimed to be the tallest in Scotland. And I'll take them at their word. That's a pretty good size still. Also, they have their master distillers, which they call the 16 men of Tain. And all of these things together is what gives Glenmorangie its very distinctive flavor. Now, as with most Highland Scotches, Glenmorangie is very lightly peated and smoky. It is 43% alcohol by volume, which is 86 proof. So let's go ahead and uncork it and see what kind of nose we have. You will notice that this is a very, very light colored scotch. kind of a golden, very light golden color, which is indicative of the delicate flavors that make up this Glenmorangie original. Now on the nose, I get fruit along the lines of lemons, nectarines, apples, and spices. Now on the palate, it's very well balanced. As I mentioned, it's only very lightly smoky and peated. I'm picking up flavors of vanilla, tiramisu, and toffee. The finish is fairly long, but it is very gentle and creamy. It's a very delicious scotch, and probably, I would think, probably one of the best. It is an entry-level scotch at about $37 a bottle. But for the novice just getting into scotches, I would say it's a very, very good starting point. So let's cut these bands and get this stick toasted up. Now on the first light, as you could probably tell, there's a very good smoke output on this stick. I'm picking up notes of cedar, espresso, pepper, and a nuttiness. These two are going very, very well together. The simplicity of the Placencia is marrying very well with the kind of sweet, fruity creaminess of the Glenmorangie. I think this is going to be an excellent pairing. So I'm going to go ahead and burn this down to about the halfway mark, and then I'll come back and give you an update. Hey Stoners, I'm back. We're about the halfway mark, and I just wanted to give you a little update. This is a very good pairing. The Placencia is the espresso is remained constant here at the halfway mark, but we're now bringing in some notes of chocolate and a creaminess. Which is mixing pretty well with the Glenmorangie. I really believe that a Highland Scotch is what pairs really well with this offering from Placencia. I am beginning to think, though, that maybe staying with the Glen Morangi line, something along the lines of the La Santa might be a better choice. The La Santa spends a couple of years in Oloroso sherry casks, and I think that might bring a little bit more complexity to the Scotch to marry with the cigar. These are both very good individually. I do just think I might have missed the bullseye a little bit in pairing this particular Scotch and this particular cigar, but hey, they're really good together. They are. I'm going to go ahead and burn this down the rest of the way, and I'll come back and give you my final thoughts. Hey, stoners, I am back. Well, we are almost at the end of another episode. The stick is almost burnt down, and the glass is empty. Overall, this was a good pairing. I think individually, these are very, very good spirits and sticks. I think I probably could have done just a little bit better on honing in on the pairing with maybe a Glen Morangi La Santa. With the 2 years of sherry cask aging, I think that would bring a little extra complexity to it and would make it an even better pairing. But overall, good. You're definitely not going to be missing out on much if you pair these two together. The Glen Morangi, the original 10-year, is a base Scotch, as I said before, and it's a really good starting place if you are just getting into the world of spirits and cigars or just getting into Scotch. It's not overpowering. It's got a lot of good flavorings to it in the palate, and I think it's a great starting point. I would give it about a 4.5 out of 5 whiskey stones. The Plasencia, I would give a 4.8 out of 5 matchsticks. This is my second Plasencia cigar. I smoked the 146 once before, and this is really good. And I think you definitely should be trying Plasencia if you have not. Overall, like I said, good pairing. So be sure to be with me next week when I have another Plasencia cigar paired with a different spirit, and we'll see how those two go together. Thank you so much for watching, staying tuned, keeping up to date. I really appreciate all of the response I have been getting. I am very, very close to hitting 5,000 followers on Instagram, and I have really started pushing Getter. Now that Joe Rogan has jumped into the Getter world, it is fast becoming the number one social media download app on iTunes. So if you don't have Getter, you should try it. It is actually a very good platform, and considering that they just launched on July 4th of last year, I have been very encouraged at how well their platform has done. So definitely need to be checking out Getter if you haven't already. That's where I am going to be spending a lot of my time, as it is building rapidly. So be sure to follow me. If you haven't, hit like, subscribe, share, notify, ring all the bells, do all that kind of stuff. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Rumble. You can find me on Getter. I'm pretty much everywhere anymore. So be sure to look me up on all the different places. Be sure to go by the Sticks and Stones store if you have not, at my Shopify, where you can pick up some great Sticks and Stones gear, along with various other things like cigar cutters, lighters, humidors, whiskey stone molds, decanters. I try to have a really good selection of everything for those of us that love this life. So be sure to drop by and support me at the store. I would really appreciate it. It would help keep pushing this this little movement here forward. You might notice a little difference in the sound and the picture on this particular video. I've recently upgraded to new audio-visual equipment, and definitely would appreciate your support in continuing to push this forward as I continue to grow and try to make this thing bigger. So I look forward to seeing you again next week for another great stick and another great time of enjoying a good spirit. But until then, make sure you keep your sticks dry and your stones cold. Have a great day.